Children with disabilities are almost 4 times more likely to experience violence than non-disabled children. This according to a review commissioned by the World Health Organization and published in the medical journal The Lancet. We spoke to Christopher Micton of the Department of Violence and Injury Prevention at the World Health Organization.
Okay, the reason this report was carried out is that there's long been a suspicion that children with disabilities are at a higher risk of violence. And there have been some previous studies and one previous systematic review, but the findings weren't clear, and some of the evidence was a little bit weak, but this suspicion persisted. So we decided to commission a systematic review, which basically summarizes all the best evidence available on the topic to try to see what the situation is. And the main results were that that we found were that children with disabilities are almost 4 times more likely to experience violence than non-disabled children. They're 3.7 times more likely, more precisely, to be victims of any sort of violence than non-disabled children, 3.6 times more likely to be victims of physical violence, and about 3 times more likely to be victims of sexual violence.
What are the factors in place that make these children, who are among the most vulnerable members of our society and whom we should really be protecting the best we can, that make them the victims most at risk of violence?
Some of the factors, and this report really looked at the prevalence and the risk of violence to children with disabilities, and it didn't really look at the risk factors. But we know some of the risk factors are stigma associated with disability, some negative traditional beliefs associated with disability, discrimination, often ignorance about disability and its consequences in terms of impairment, lack of social support for families with children with disabilities, and one of the risk factors is living in an institution. We know that there are higher rates of violence against children with disabilities in institutions.
It really is a terrible reflection on us as a society, as I said beforehand, where we should be protecting these most vulnerable members of our society. But what can we do to make people more aware of this risk? And what can we do to try and enact some sort of framework for prevention?
Well, publishing this study and drawing attention to the findings of this study is one way of making people more aware of this. But, you know, establishing the prevalence, establishing that the children with disabilities are at a higher risk is really just a first step. What we really want to do is put in place programs, effective programs, to prevent violence against children with disabilities and then mitigate the consequences of that violence when it does occur. And there are a number of strategies that we can recommend. Some of them still have to be backed up by better evidence. But the 5 main strategies that are promising are, first of all, the deinstitutionalization. As I said before, we know that children in institutions are at higher risk. So trying to take them out of institutions and putting them back in the community would probably reduce the rate of violence. But, of course, that implies building up community care systems. The second strategy is really just providing more help and support to the families of children with disabilities. Help in the form of respite care, connecting these families with available services, financial support if required, really to relieve the burden of care on these families, lower the stress on these families, and that most likely will reduce the likelihood of violence occurring. Then there are 3 more specific strategies which we know have worked to prevent violence against children in general, and they may have to be adapted for this population of children with disabilities, but they're also likely to work. And one of these is nurse home visiting programs. These are programs in which nurses go into families and visit usually mothers and give them information, education, support, which allows them to rear their children better and basically prevent violence. Another type of strategy is parent education programs. These are usually delivered in groups And the idea is to avoid harsh parenting practices and foster more positive parenting skills, such as praise, time out instead of using corporal punishment, and they improve parents' child-rearing skills and also increase their knowledge of child development to prevent child maltreatment and violence against children. The last strategy I'm going to mention here is child sexual abuse prevention programs delivered mainly in schools. We know that these are promising for the prevention of child sexual abuse for children in general, but they'll probably have to be adapted for children with disabilities. These usually teach children about body ownership, about good touch, bad touch. They try to teach children to identify potentially abusive situations and also to disclose abuse if it has occurred to a trusted adult to try to prevent it from reoccurring. As I said, these probably have to be adapted, maybe extensively adapted for some population of disabled children, for example, children with severe intellectual disabilities or sensory disabilities, blindness, deafness, they'll have to be adapted. So these are the five strategies that seem most promising.
Chris, my last question is, when you speak about disabilities, we're speaking about them in the widest sense, not only physical disability, but also mental disability.
Yes. When we're talking about disabilities, we're really talking about four broad categories: intellectual impairment, disabilities associated with mental illnesses, such as depression, anxiety disorders, or other mental illnesses, physical impairments, like spinal cord injury that leads people to not be able to walk and use wheelchairs, and sensory impairments, blindness, deafness, and other sensory impairments. Just to say that, you know, this is really the first time that this association between children with disabilities and violence has been established, you know, that they're four times more likely to be victims of violence. And I think now we really have to move on to the next step, and that's developing programs and making and testing the effectiveness of these programs to try to prevent this violence from occurring.